Hi, I am struggling with not having any feelings of self-worth, lack of self-confidence, something I've struggled with for a very long time, and it stemmed from being abused by my father when I was very young, and him associating me with my mother, who he was obsessed with, and my mother left him, and then I had to go to visitations and still see him, and he would get wasted and come in my room at night and call me my mother's name and do things to me, and I felt a lot of shame for that growing up, and it was a big secret I kept. I didn't tell anybody about it because it was weird. It was not like a rape where you were screaming no and stop. It was something I was forced to participate in and had to be quiet while it was happening. And so it really, really messed my mind up. And as I grew older and became a woman, and I started, meeting boys and having sex and things like that, I started to realize that that was a place where I found that I would get loved if I was, promiscuous, and if I gave the boy the blowjob he wanted or had sex with him after we left the bar. And again, it was like a duty that I had, that I guess my father put on me as a young child. And then as I got older, I felt it was a duty I had to make all of these different men happy, by giving them my body to use in a sexual manner. And it's made me as an adult now. I'm now 40 years old. I'm a mother. I have a 13-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old boy, but I'm watching my daughter at the age I was sexually abused by my father, and watching her develop and go through, learning about boys and having boyfriends, and really just feel like it's triggered a lot in me at this age to kind of see what she looks like at that age, and that when I was that age, what was happening to me and what I was going through with my father. And so it's just brought up a lot of shame and resentment that I felt I had worked through already. And I also am an alcoholic, recovering, 3.5 years now. And so I definitely mask my shame and pain on my sexual, to being sexual. I'd have some drinks, and gosh, I was, a stripper on a pole going crazy in the bedroom, wearing outfits and, doing all this fun stuff. And, ever since I've gotten sober, I am so timid and almost scared of sex. And it's really been something that I have had to work through with my husband because, of course, the majority of our life together, he has had a very wild and kinky and fun sex life with me. And now it's very different. It's very different. And, I realize that I do need, and I am seeking help for this. I'm getting my alcohol under control and getting sobriety over that, but realizing that I also had like a love addiction attached to my alcoholism, where it didn't matter. I mean, every time I drank, I sought out, comfort or love or sex or something from a man. And, so seeing that I also have this other part to my addiction, which is like a love addiction that I need to now work through and work through that pain that I still have deep in my core from, you know, what I suffered through as a child with my father and all those messed up thoughts in my head. And, you know, now in sobriety, it's like I don't have that alcohol to mask it and to mask the pain, and these feelings are coming through. And so I'm working through that, and I'm very blessed to have a loving husband that is, you know, willing to work through that with me. And God love him. He is a man, and he has really said, you know what, sweetie, I don't really care how it's done. I'm just glad I'm getting it, you know? So don't worry if you're not going crazy in the bedroom with me. This is just perfect for me. It's fine. You know? So, pretty funny, you know, that that's kind of the way a man's mind thinks, which takes a little bit of the pressure off me, but it doesn't mean that, you know, I should, because of my past trauma and even the trauma I put myself through during my alcoholism and, you know, the trauma of waking up next to men and not knowing who they were, or remembering what happened, and, you know, those rapes, basically. I re-raped myself so many times I can't count, while I was drinking. And so really working through all of those emotions now that I'm sober, and realizing, okay, wow, this has really affected me and in my love language and my sexual sexuality in the bedroom. And so you know I need to forgive myself and for all of those times that I did seek love through sex. And I need to heal that little girl inside of me that doesn't feel comfortable having normal sex and making love, I guess. I guess I use the word sex a lot, huh? And really, maybe I don't know what making love is and how to make love, because I've never really done that before. It has all been sex and an act. And so those are some things I'm working on now. And there's some great, you know, resources out there now to help women with, you know, not only alcoholism or drug addiction, but also love addictions and sexual issues that have stemmed from traumas. And so, you know, those are some of the things that I am working through so that I can feel worthy and I can feel that self-confidence and not have the body shame and not have fear and anxiety of having sex with my husband and if I'm going to be good enough or if he's going to like it or what do I really get out of it? Is it even feel comfortable for me? And so those are just kind of the next piece of my puzzle that I'm going to work through and the road that I'm going to go down. And so I love this shame booth, and I love that I can come and speak my truth that is, you know, something I don't talk with a lot of people about, but it's good to get it out and kind of organize my feelings and try to move forward to the next step. And so I just wish everyone out there luck and love, and I will make sure that everyone I know that needs something like this will be able to utilize it and call in and speak their truths and get it out of their head so it stops ruminating and making us crazy. So, thank you.